So I've been, we go for a walk. Marigold and I go for a long walk every single day. And there's this one area near where I live where it's like a lot of big buildings that have been there forever. And there's a lot of paths. So you can walk where there's no traffic and there's no lights, and you can just sort of wander around. And it goes for literally blocks and blocks. So it's a good place to kind of like wander around, get lost. You can go a different way every single time. But I always go the same direction because I like to stay on the outside, circle around, and make it a long walk, rather than just sort of weaving my way through. So it's this one day that I don't know what I was doing. I just felt like weaving my way through this one particular way that I've never been before. I figured, let's do that. And I start walking and I see this big red bag shoved under a bench. And I was like, that looks like Joe's bag. That looks just like my boyfriend's bag. How weird that my
In
boyfriend.
the city of New York.
Right. How weird that a bag that looks like my boyfriend's bag is shoved under a bench. So I walk a little closer and I was like, no, wait, this is his bag. Like, there's no way this is not his bag. It's worn in the right places. I see there's a stain on it, an ink stain that I remember, like, he stuck a pen in there and exploded. I was like, no, this is his bag. And I open it and I pull out one of his locks and his hat. And I was like, so I
What the
call him.
heck?
Yeah. So I call him. I was like, no, I'm not going to call him. I'm just going to show up at our house with his bag around my body and see if he notices. So I walk in the house and he goes, what are you doing with my bag? I said, I found it under a bench. Like, you left it in Stuytown. You left it sitting there in Stuytown. I happened to happen upon it and recognized it. And he was like, no way. It was one of those days that, like, he had had a long day, then he had theater and he was up late and he hadn't gotten a lot of sleep. And he went to that bench to have breakfast. He sat there eating, put his bag under the bench while he was eating, and then just got up and walked away.
What are the odds?
That's what I said. What are the odds that this was, and he had had breakfast at like 11 o'clock and I was there at like 1. So what are the odds that it sat there for 2 hours and nobody touched it, nobody picked it up, nobody went through it? There's security that walks around there. There's actually security that goes on one of those, there's bike security, and then there's
The Paul Bart people.
the Paul Blart people.
Right.
Nobody picked it up. I happened upon his bag and it was his bag. And I was like, dude, you gotta pay more attention while you're out there in the world.
Well, in this day and age, when you see a bag underneath a bench, you don't go and pick it up and look into it. So, that could be a bomb, that could be anything. So,
But even more so, in the middle of New York, no one said, hey, there's an unattended bag there. Like, nobody mentioned it in 2 hours.
Did he not know he lost it?
No, that's what I'm saying. He was so tired and out of it, he didn't
But
realize.
when he got back home, did he
When he got
realize?
back, no, he thought he had it with him, or he thought he didn't bring it, or whatever he thought. He was surprised to see it around my body walking in the door. So yeah, he was very surprised. And it turns out he is not the only one who is surprised that they lost something and easily got it back.
Steven and I are coming home from New York Comic Con, and a phone starts ringing in the back of the cab. We pick it up and eventually find out whose phone it is, and we get a phone call from somebody who's very nervous that they've lost their phone. And look whose phone it is.
Superstar.
This has never happened to me because I am very reliable with my phone, but it must have slipped out of my purse, and I was panicked. I got back to my
Molly
hotel,
Shannon.
and I did the find my iPhone, and I'm seeing my phone on like 33rd Street, and I'm like, I'm never gonna get it back. But then I called the hotel, and they called my number, and Vincent was so kind to pick up. And I got my phone from Vincent and Josephine. And I said, it's very serendipitous that we all meet, so there's some reason for it.
Yes,
so,
and then I let her know that we're swingers and she's staying the night.
Yeah. But it all worked out great. Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. Bye-bye.
So she goes and she hugs them. Yeah. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Like, they found Molly Shannon's phone.
In the back of a cab.
In the back of a cab, and Molly Shannon came to their house to pick up her phone.
Can you imagine losing your phone and not having it? I mean, your whole life is in your phone.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
getting it back. Because now, yeah, I mean, you really can't open it up and find out whose it is because it's right. locked.
Yeah. Especially, you know, celebrity's phone, of course. But that's why it was good. Once the phone rings and it's ringing, you can pick it up. Hello. You know, there you go. And then you could figure out, like, hi, whose phone is this? Hi, who's speaking?
I wouldn't even know how to go find my phone. I guess you do it on the... I wouldn't even know how to do that.
There's an app on your phone.
If I don't have my phone, I'm saying... If I lose my phone in the back of a cab, I don't know how to find it.
I know, but those apps are everywhere. That app should be on your laptop, on your desktop, I mean, on your iPad.
Right.
You can access that app from elsewhere.
Yeah, like I said, I wouldn't know. I'd be.
Yeah, that's why it's a good idea. If you have a Find My app, you should have a significant other or a child or somebody else in your family that has your phone on their app as well. That way they can find. Because I have my boyfriend's on mine.
Well, that's because you want to find him.
Well, exactly. Where's my bitch at? but if he loses, and my mother's also, if my mother loses her phone, she can call me and I can find it.
Mm-hmm.
So you should have other people on your Where's My Bitch At app.
It's funny now that you can lose anything else. You can lose your bag like Joe did, or you lose your keys, but you don't lose your phone. That's the one thing that's always in your hand. So it's almost impossible to lose it.
Right. Yeah. No. Or it's always in your hand. So it's really easy to lose because it's easy. You put it down. I followed this girl the other day. I was so amazed. She had this pair of like super tight pants on, but the pocket was a short pocket and she had, an extra large phone, like an 11 Max or whatever. Right. And it looked like it was barely in her pocket. I'm like, she's going to lose that phone. That phone's going to fall right out. And I followed her for a few blocks because I was so amazed by it. I was so fascinated.
For your phone to fall out into her and take it.
No, I was going to say something to her, but I was like, no, I didn't want to. That's so Karen to be like, your phone's falling out of your pocket. Like, I'm not going to do that. So I was just curious to see how the whole thing was going to go because she gets out of a cab. The phone's like dangling. But I mean, after a while, I was like, I can't follow this chick. I gotta go this way.
She's gonna lose it, but there's nothing I can do about it.
I hope it ends up okay for her. It's no longer my problem.